Blog Talk Radio.
Rainbow Ministry presents Woman of God, Daughters of a King, and that's with Pastor Wanda. She is here with us tonight. So let's get into a prayer before we start. Amen. Dear Father in Heaven, you let us see and feel your great goodness towards us. Grant us the inner help to be victorious in the Savior, rejoicing to be by his side with faith and loyalty and with strength of soul that frees us from all burdens by laying them in your hands. Hear us as together we pray to you. All we ask and long for, all our concerns down to the very smallest, we lay in your hands, and the great request that your name be glorified on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, before we begin, I'm going to play a couple songs here. Okay. I'm going to play a song by Charlie Wilson. It's called I'm Blessed. And then I will play Stand by Donnie McClurkin. Amen.
know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, and no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way. Thought they had your back, oh, and every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say, see the devil is alive, no I'm not gonna die, it's okay to cry, let me by your side, gotta stop that hating, I know you don't want to hear it, have a fastest prayer, listen to me.
Pastor Wanda. Alrighty. How you doing, Pastor Wanda?
I'm blessed and highly favored, rejoicing in Lord Nehemiah 8:10. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm glad you're here with us tonight.
All right. Welcome, women of God, daughters of a king. And I give honor, first and foremost, to the head of my life, God, Jesus Christ. Tonight's word is, we will remember the name of the Lord. And we have it's a great message to God, and we'll be talking about David. All right, let's get into the word. Hallelujah, God. Such an awesome God. All right, some trust in chairs and some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord, our God. They have been bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. That's Psalms 20:7. Interesting with all kinds of conflict. It does not matter whether we are rich or poor, powerful or powerless. We must also learn to deal with life, difficulties, and disappointment. And Psalm 20 is one of the favorite portions of the scripture I like. David always finds himself in needing help of the Lord. In this psalm, David prayed that the Lord would answer him in the day of trouble. He recognized that being a believer, or in his case as a servant of Jehovah, does not preclude him from the problems of life. He continued his prayers by asking, "May the name of God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help and strengthen you. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose." That's Psalm 20. David also, in this passage, asked God to remember all of his sacrifices, offers and sacrifices. When you're in trouble or difficult, do you reflect on the faithfulness of God? Do you take time to ponder and recall what he has done for you and what was your response has been to him? Jesus' amazing faithfulness. He cannot deny that you are an integral part of himself. His name will always protect you. David concluded this psalm with the word, "Psalm trust in chariots and psalm trust in horses. But we remember the name of the Lord, our God. They have been bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and standing up." Psalms 20 and verse 7 and 8. When you remember the name of the Lord, recall of all the faithful acts that he has demonstrated and the powerful love he has extended to you. So when you look at what David was a man after God's own heart, but David had many trials, many situations. Many people walked away, lost a child. Many battles, blood on his hand. And when you look at his life, what have God did in your life? And when you have called upon him, did he answer? Okay. When I look at my life and all the trials, situations, struggle, betraying, accusing, lying, everything, rejection, betrayed, but I always had to call on the Lord, because when you have relationship with God, God is faithful. You can stand on his attribute. You can stand on who he is. You can stand on the word. You can stand on the promise of God. You can connect to God. Amen? Now, let's look at some of the word of God. Let's look at some scriptures to back everything up. And when I look back at a lot of things, you know, we just had a situation down here in Atlanta. Had to lay in the bed and call upon the Lord. Okay? Sometimes God will allow you to be by yourself. And if you're at the doctor's office, court, you can look at a lot of things. Not have enough money to pay your bills. One of your children gets sick. Marriage. You can look at many things. Who did you call upon? So we're going to look at the first scriptures. We're going to look at Proverbs. Hold on, my phone is acting up. We're going to look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And when I looked at this, it's who you trusted in, what you trust in. I know a lot of people in the world trust in their money, their looks, their grandparents know God. They trust in their jobs, their career, piece of paper, their degree. But when you look in the Word of God and when you came into a relationship, and when you study the word of God, God tells you who to trust in. Now, let's look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I'm going to read out of Eastern Version Standard, and then I'll break it down to King James. "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Now, in the King James, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct thy path. Let's look at Psalm 18. So it don't say trust in your money, who you know. It says trust in who? The Lord. Okay? And I look at a lot of things in life where a lot of people say, I know this and I know this. But when you know God, you can put your trust in him. Okay? Oh, wow. Psalms 18:8. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. God is faithful. Man is not. He said, trust in who? The Lord. Hold on. Cut that down. Okay. All right. Even when you went to the doctor might tell you something. You put your trust in God. Lose your job, still put your trust in God. You can lose everything in this world, but when you put your trust in God and you have God, you have no worries because God will take care of you. That's in the word of God. Amen? Let's look at, he says better to put your, take refuge. Refuge is another form of safety, okay? Safety, where would you run to? A lot of people, if you didn't have a situation, now I'm going to make it plain and simple. Do you know you can call somebody, they'll put you on hold, they'll forward your call, the phone might be off, they might say, I can't talk today, and ignore you. But when you run to God, do you know God does not ignore you? But when you run to man and put your trust in him, they'll let you down. But God, he can't lie. That is not in his character. God cannot lie. Okay? So it's best to go take refuge in the Lord. Safety. Okay. Let's look at Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will be not afraid. For the Lord God is strengthening and my song, and he has become my salvation. It's plain and simple. Let's go to Proverbs. Again, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Okay. The understanding, you need to always trust in the Lord. That's Proverbs 5:3-5. Go to Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Okay? Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to Psalms 91:1-16. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shelter of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my God, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snares of the fowl and from the deadly pestle. He will cover you with his pinion, and under his wing you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terrors of night nor the arrows that fly by day. Amen. There's a divine protection in the word of God, way he tells you in Psalm 91. Amen? God knows everything. Let's go to Psalms 112:7. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in God. When you get bad news, or a lot of people don't run to God. If you are a child of God, you can run to God. Okay? And that run said, this is what's going to happen. A lot of people, if you don't cover yourself, that's why we have a helmet of salvation. What we do have to protect our mind. And just because we see it, that don't mean God is unnipped on the purpose. He knows what will happen. Sometimes these are tests. I had a situation that they said, they had a bad wreck. This is going to happen, so their mind start running. So first thing you got to do is start praying. But Father, this is what I just heard. Take it to God first. Take everything to God first. God, he knows the situation. He's not going to be secondary. Amen? All
Amen.
Right. And Mark 5:36. But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the rulers in the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. You know, a lot of people have fear. God wants to have faith. Fear is false evidence seeing real. See, in the Word of God, it's 365 times, do not fear. Do not worry. Amen? God is in control. You shouldn't get overwhelmed. If Jesus told the people in the synagogue and rulers back then, if Jesus said it, you can say the same thing. I don't have no fear. That's 2 Timothy 1:7. God have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Your mind must be sounded with the word of God. You have nothing to fear. Now, you can go to Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall what? I fear. There's no fear in the kingdom of God. There's faith. Okay? Let's look at Psalms 28:7. The Lord is. See, this is making it personal. So when you read the word of God, start speaking, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him, my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart excludes, and my song I give thanks. When you make it personal, the Lord is. Okay? In Psalms 20, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is. That is personal. That ain't just saying it, claiming. You're acknowledging who God is in your life. A lot of people, oh, I got to call so-and-so. God did not say that. In that relationship with God, that is personal. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my strength. I'm blessed and highly favored. The Lord is my rock, my shield, my force, and my stronghold of my life. God has my life. That's all you're saying. You're proclaiming the greatness and the all-powerful knowing of God. Amen? Hallelujah. All right, let's look at 26:3, Isaiah. Now, it says, I want to say it out of the King James. Those that keep their mind on him, you'll keep in perfect peace. God wants us to always, that is a part of the fruit of the Spirit, peace. Jesus came as the Prince of what? Peace. So he said, when you keep your mind on him, you'll have what? Not some peace, you'll have perfect peace. Because your peace came from who? It's a high cross for peace. Okay, amen? Jesus is your peace. He's the Prince of Peace. And if you don't know where to find that, it's in Isaiah 9:6. Wonderful counsel, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Amen? Let's look at Jeremiah 17:7-8. Bless the man who not trust the Lord. That don't say that. It said, bless the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots to the spring and does not fear when heat comes, for his leaves remain green. And is not anxious in the year of drought, but it does not cease to bear fruit. You have to trust the Lord. And in the name of the Lord is power. Okay? All right. And then your root. See, behind you read the word of God, you're a tree. Now, if you don't, okay, I'm going to break it down like this. If you don't drink the living water, okay, that is the word of God. That's eating the word, drinking the word. You know, you can eat the word of God. That means studying, speaking it, okay? The water. The water is Jesus, and that's all the word. Everything is Jesus. So when you drink the water, that's reading the word of God. You eat the bread, that's the word of God. When you are getting strong, you're a planet. It gave a paradox of a tree. If you got enough word in you, you're being rooted. Each and every day, you're growing, okay? And you get a leaf. Then you want to, the branches, the leaves, and it starts growing. So you affirm, you're on a firm foundation. But you have to feed the mind, the spirit man. Amen? And you're going to always bear what? Good fruit. Amen? All right. Let's look at James 4:7. In the word of God, it says, submit yourself, therefore. It says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee. Okay? In the Eastern Version Standard says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So each and every day you have to submit unto a living God. and that's Psalm 18:40. He's the living God. Amen. Let's look at Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man lay a snare, but whoso trusts in the Lord is safe. Many people are fearful of people. God said you shouldn't fear man. That's a snare. Okay? God have not given you a spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. People can't do anything to you. In Psalms 27, when it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? What can man do unto me? Nothing. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Psalm 56:3. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. So when you get afraid, you know, when certain things, people get afraid. But when you get like David, when he got afraid, he said, I put my trust in God. That's all he's saying. Sometimes when things you don't understand, Lord, my child didn't bring an accent. Lord, I'm kind of afraid. I put my trust in you. This is going on in my life. I'm kind of scared. I'm kind of afraid, but I'm going to trust you. Okay? God knows everything. Sometimes you have to just be honest until you get enough word in you. And he builds you up. That's how you build yourself up. Amen? Okay, let's look at Psalm 118:14. The Lord is. That's personal. The Lord is my strength. You know, when people say, I'm just weak, I'm tired, oh, my God. But it says in the Word of God, the Lord is my strength. Okay? And my song. He has become my salvation. It's all Jesus. You know, in Lamentation, God sings over his people. I said, hallelujah. And that's Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord sings over his people. A lot of people, they say, God don't sing over you. I say, yes, he do. I have it on my wall. Yeah, Zephaniah 3:17. Amen? And he's your strength. Amen. Where you pull from the strength of God. Okay? It's not a natural strength. It is a supernatural strength. You're pulling everything from God. Now, let's look at Nehemiah 8:10. I'm going to bring a scripture there because I speak this every day. In Nehemiah 8:10, it said, the joy of the Lord is sometimes my strength. No, it said, the joy of the Lord is my strength, Nehemiah 8:10. So I pull strength from Nehemiah 8:10. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. He's my strength. He's my everything. So you have to make this personal. A lot of people say, no, I got it from my mama, this. No, you don't. Everything comes from God. Now, in Zechariah 4:6, it says, not by the might of man or the power of man, but it's what? By my spirit. The spirit of a living God. He gives you the anointing, okay? The Holy Spirit quickens you. That's how you be empowered and strengthened. Through the word of God, meditating, fasting, praying, worshiping, praising God. There's many ways to pour the things of God that you need in your life, the strength of God. Because sometimes with me, I get tired. Today I'm tired. I'm not gonna sit there and tell you I don't get tired. Yes, I do. But when I sit and I bow before a living God, he strengthens me. Like I'm speaking word right now, he's empowering me. It's like I wasn't tired. If I said, God, I can't do something, okay, he will strengthen you. You don't know something, he still strengthens you through the word of God. That's why he gave you the anointing. The anointing, you have to pull from the anointing. Amen? And that's the pulling some things up because you didn't get this from your neighbor. I get it from your friend. You didn't get it here. Now, faith come by what? Hearing the word. Sometimes you can speak an encouraging word in somebody and it changed their whole situation right then because God didn't send you. It's like tonight, we're on the word of God. That is to empower you. Empower. Amen? And it strengthen you. Because, see, in due season, like you might be a season of going through a lot of battles, somebody else got to come and strengthen you. In the word of God, iron sharpens iron. Okay? If somebody come with a butter knife, oh, Ezra, you know, I can help you. No, this is what God said. Be strong, be of good courage. God is with you. That's speaking of word in due season to strengthen your brother or your sister. Amen? All right. And they strengthen them. That's encouraging. That's empowering. Speaking the word of God over somebody else's life. Excuse me. Now, I love this scripture here, Joshua 1:9. This is one of my favorite. He said, have I not commanded you, what, be weak? No, God said, be strong. Be strong. And this, he's talking to Joshua. He's they had Bible study back then. When I studied this, and I'm like, whoa. He said, have I not commanded you? He's not asking, he commanded you. He's telling you. I'm commanding you, be strong and be of good courage. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord God is your God, is with you where sometime you go. So he's everywhere, every time you go anywhere. He's with you every time. He said, be strong, be of good courage. I am with you. I will hold you with my mighty righteous right hand. That's the King James. That's the Eastern version where I spoke. Okay? This was one of my favorites because God telling me, be strong. He didn't tell me be fragile, timid, weak, or anything. He said, I'm commanding you, be strong. And then he tells you another point, do not be frightened, do not be scared, do not be dismayed. Don't get yourself off course. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You cannot go nowhere without being in the presence of God. A lot of people say, God don't know. God is omnipotent, omnipresent. He knows everything. Now, we can go to, I'm going to show you right here. I'm going to tell you and show you where God's eyes is. Okay? Let's go to 2 Chronicles 16:9. If you don't know it, I'm going to give you the scripture. God have taught me his word because I said it. Okay? In 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says, the eyes of the Lord is running to and fro. He never what sleep or slumber. He watches over who? You. Okay? He knows everything about everybody on this earth. Now let's go to Psalm 139. The Lord knows you lying and getting up. The Lord knows you. And that's personal. Okay? That is Psalm 139. It tells about what God knows about you. I'm not going to go in and speak the scripture. I want you to study that. Amen? When you study Psalm 139, God is going to tell you, I know this, I know that. He knows you. Amen? Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God, awesome God, all-powerful, the creator, the life-giver. Oh, my goodness. And he made everything for us to know through the word of God. Let's look at Psalm 56:4. In God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? That's the God, that same one, that's Psalm 56:4. It said, in God whose word I put, so David saying, I put my trust in God's word. I praise God. I trust God. I shall not be afraid. Amen. Let's take a break right quick in Jesus' name.
All righty, yes. I've got an interesting song I want to play tonight. It's by Hozer. It's called Take Me to Church. And I really love this song. And if you get into the words, you will too. Amen. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
My lover's got humor. She's to giggle at a funeral. Cause everybody's disapproval. Should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick. We heard them say it.
Amen.
Moses, God himself, defined his own name. Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. By no means clearly the guilt of visit, the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of children and the children to the third and fourth generation. So Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. And that's Psalm 34, 5, and 8. God defined himself as merciful, graceful, bound in goodness and the truth. This is trustworthy character and trait. As you can see, this passage alone could be the whole Bible study. This isn't the only scripture that defines God's nature. The Bible is filled with such description. Your faithfulness is doing to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. That's Psalm 119:90. Righteous and judgment. Wait a minute, hold on, excuse me. Righteous and justice are the foundation of the throne. Mercy and the truth goes before your face. That's Psalm 89:14. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward men appear, that's Titus 3:4, hallelujah. It is all about the character of God and the fact that God of his character, he is trustworthy, and in the vital importance to him that we trust him, that we consider his trustworthy and the acts and conviction repeated throughout life. The scripture is filled with exhorting of the trusting him or confessing to trust him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in knowledge in all your ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct the path. In Psalm 9 and 10, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek him. Romans 15 and 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. That means trusting. Believing means trusting. That you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I challenge you to meditate on trusting in God because his character, his love for you. Then choose to trust him. Ask him to help you trust him through any challenge, circumstance in life. It means knowing when the circumstance seems to find this truth, that God knows what happened to you and will put it all together for the very best for your life. And that's Romans 8:28. And that is your Bible study for the night. Trust the Lord. Could we call an altar call?
Yes, let's do an altar call. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord to be your, the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so right now. Okay. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we hear it. God's Rainbow Ministry, we'd like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said that prayer, we want you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. 1487, and then press the 1 key, and we'll bring you on so that you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior tonight. Amen. Well, let's take some calls. We have first. Let's see who we have. 111, you're on the line.
Yes, I had a question for the black man.
Okay.
Hey, you say that God is all loving, God is all knowing, God is all merciful. Then how do you explain such things as the earthquakes in Syria and Turkey, the tsunami that kills all the people in Asia, or all the hundreds of thousands of Christians that have been killed in Iraq and Syria?
God is all-knowing and omnipresent. God knows everything that goes on. See, sometimes God to give people attention, sweetie. It ain't just how God is not a bad God. See, you have to look at what's going on in that land. Do they worship?
How is he all-loving if he's killing kids?
God still is a great God. How see, if you look in the Word of God, study, you have to study. If you look at the children of Israel, look at Judah, look at all what happened. Okay? So
you never had problems in your life?
All the time. You know, God said, my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts, as the heaven are higher. So that's between God. We can't figure God out. Who has the mind of God?
So why is he killing innocent people if he is all loving and all merciful?
I'm giving you an example. Job lost all his kids, servants and everything, and he hadn't did anything. Go to Sodom and Gomorrah. Pay attention. You get in the Word and study. God knows what he's doing. He created good and bad. So you have a blessed night. God bless you.
So he knows when you are lying too, like when you are saying that you are going to sell your underwear and you do not.
You know what, young man? God will take care of you in Jesus' name. I ask God to forgive you in Jesus' name. But I send that back to the sender. Anything that comes is not of God. We take everything and send it back to the sender.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well,
I take one more call, Pastor. I take one more call, and then I'll be prepared for tomorrow. Amen?
Okay. All right, we'll take one more call here. 111, you're on here.
This is Demetrius, motherfucker. How you doing?
Oh.
All right.
Okay,
yeah, God bless you, Pastor. All right, Pastor, listen. As of the day, when I get on and speak, I will not take a call. We can take it when I get off because, first of all, we're on live air. And some people are working for the enemy every Friday. They have nothing but us to do. Okay?
I believe it's your daughter. It's a 404 number. Let me bring her on.
All right.
And see who it is. Okay.
All right.
404, you're on here.
Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Praise the Lord, daughter.
Hey, I was calling to give you some honor. I appreciate you giving the word. It blesses me every time I get on here, and I just want to ask God to bless you. I know the enemy come with confusion, but it ain't going to work.
It ain't going to work. That's that no weapon.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
All right, Pastor, I see you. All right, God bless you, daughter. I love you. All right, women of God, daughters of a king, and all the ones that heard, and we thank you. Each and every person, and we thank Pastor, and we thank God for being in control of this radio station, and he keep blessing it. And thank God for Jesus. Pastor, see you tomorrow.
Amen.
If the Lord's will. I have a second part in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen, Pastor Warner. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless
All
you.
Right.
Have a good night.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
We're going to just keep on praising God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
All right.
Indeed. All righty. Okay, let's take another caller here. 111, you're on air.
Oh, good evening, yeah. Pastor Ken, I do want to say something here. Yeah. Do you understand that song from Hoosier, yeah, take me to church is actually about the indictment on the church. And it's about a man there who is worshiping his lover and not the church itself.
No, I did not know that. Okay, but thank you for your insight.
Ungodly, stupid buffoon here. You are a buffoon, Mary Lou, and you a dummy. Good night.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and goodbye. All right. 111, you're on air. Hello?
This is Benjamin Buford Davis, the boss, man.
Okay. All right. 210, you're on the air.
Hello, Akbar. How are you doing, Osama?
I'm doing fine, Hassan. How are you?
I am blessed and favored, but not highly.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad you're blessed and highly favored. Amen.
Where is your black woman?
She left. She called it a night.
Oh. She always disappears.
Yeah.
When are we going to study the Quran together?
Okay.
When are you ready?
Well, right now. Let's go.
All right, let me tell you about the black people in the Quran. Allah has made Adam, and then he tapped the right side of Adam, and all beautiful things came out, white pearls, white people, diamonds, and then he hit the left side, and he said, these black things that come of you will be doomed to hell. And along came coal, along came black people, along came black insects and black dogs.
Mm.
What have you learned? That is in the Quran.
Okay.
It means black belong in hell.
Well, I don't think so. I think I don't think black folk belong in hell. No, I don't think so. God created
me. Denying the word of Allah. Are you denying Allah?
I'm not denying anybody. I'm simply saying that I don't believe black people, okay, belong in hell, okay? I believe it's an individual thing who belong in hell, okay? Whether you do bad things and you don't repent, okay, then you belong in hell.
But most people who are black are bad.
No, that's not true. Not all black people are bad.
Even the black people you know. Who is the worst person who calls you?
Who's the worst person that calls me? I don't know. I don't really
Johnny
have
Longfeather,
a worst...
right?
No, Johnny Longfeather is not a worst person. No. I would say
yes,
PBS.
He is. He has been outed. Doxed. Tony said, I know him. He is a prairie nigger. Many people also say he is just a black man with pigeon feathers in his hair. She is no Indian.
Right. Okay, well, let's take another caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Okay.
Kenneth, how you doing tonight?
Okay.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you're doing okay, Dennis.
Wanda panties. Okay.
Okay. Goodbye. All right. Okay, so, anyway, we haven't got any more callers. So what's going on tonight? We usually get some callers. This is Friday night. Come on, people. Call that phone number, 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. Yes, now we got a caller here, 111. You're on the air.
Damn it, Ken. You wonder why people don't call? It's because Wanda just babbled for an hour, and you sat there and let her do it, and she took one call, and it was a bad call, and so she hightailed it out of there. You need to be you cannot pick up that guy with the vibrator. You cannot pick him up first because he runs her off. You need a legitimate caller. Don't pick up Hassan. Don't pick up any of the tards. You need a legitimate caller to talk to her. And quit letting her go on for an hour. Damn it.
Well, I mean, it was her night to preach, and she's going to come on with us tomorrow night and preach again.
Well, then she's going to steal 50 minutes of your show. You cannot let her take one call and then go, well, I'm going to shut it down, and then click. You got to force her to take more calls.
Okay, I'll work on it.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will. I'll try.
No,
I mean, I can't make her stay.
Well, you're white. Tell her who's boss.
Okay, let's take another caller here. 111. You're on the air.
Yeah, my name's Charles. I'm calling from the Galveston nursing home.
Well, how you doing, Charles?
I'm okay. My liver is bleeding. Oh, I can see it through my depends. What? Where's Grandma?
Okay. I don't know. So how you doing tonight, Charles?
Where's Lucy? Where's Lucy?
Where's who?
Lucy. Help. Huh?
Hello? I can't make out what you're saying, Charles. Are you okay?
Put the prairie nigger back on.
Let's take another caller here. 111. You're on the air.
Don't call me that.
Calvin, this is Beauregard. Is Charles there? I need to talk to Charles. Is he still on the line?
Hello? Yeah, he's still on, Beauregard.
Hello? Charles?
Charles?
Huh? Have you seen my pants? It's Beauregard. I'm in room 113. I can't find my pants.
Beauregard? Beauregard? Pants?
Oh, no. I just stepped in a pile of shit.
Where We're past
this is the hallway. I can't see. God damn it, where are my fucking glasses at? I can't see anything.
My remote is in the Jell-O. Where's the Jell-O?
I thought you put it in the. I thought you put it in the refrigerator. That's where I put my remote.
I left my refrigerator in Auschwitz.
Oh no! No, I'm gonna have flashbacks. Oh, the guard! The guard!
Smash! Is that a superhero?
Yeah, he's like Batman.
Michael Keaton has a big dick.
Calvin, can I order a new ironing board on this show? This is QVC, right? I want to get a new ironing board so that the orderly can, when I find my pants, they can press them.
Iodine board, what?
No, the ironing board, you know. Charles, like the time when you you went to Billy's funeral and they fucking pressed your pants and there was like shit on them or something and you stunk up the fucking funeral home.
And, Iron Man board. We're talking about the Flash.
No, we're talking about Robert Downey Jr., the one that did the crack.
Santa Claus.
Where's my turtle? I can't find my turtle.
It's flying away.
Listen, Calvin. We really enjoy your show here. We listen every Friday. All of the people here listen, and we're big. Where
assholes?
Where am I?
Why don't you listen every night? You got nothing else going on. Listen every night.
Where's the blowjob room?
Is that my son, Freddie? Freddie, is that you? I thought you died 6 years ago.
Freddie got the claws. The claws. Nightmare. On Brimwood Street.
There's a tree.
Okay, let's take another call here. One, you're on
bring
the
on
air. Hello?
Vibrator.
Okay. I can't find my pants. Okay. Hello? Okay.
Gonna clean up the shit in the middle of the hallway. There's a pile of shit in the hallway. It stinks.
Oh, God, that's not shit. It's oatmeal. It tastes like oatmeal.
Oh, I'm gonna try some. Let me see if I can find something. I'll just use my hand.
Osama.
That's not oatmeal. That's shit. Oh.
Ugh.
Charles.
Osama, give me my money back from this.
Charles, did you eat that? That is not oatmeal, you stupid. It's shit.
Tastes like earwax.
It tastes like shit, 'cause it's shit. Charles, have you seen my turtle? I can't find Bruno anywhere. I've looked all over the place. I can't find him.
Look in the chapel.
There's a chapel? Where? Is it here? I've never seen the chapel here.
Where?
Calvin, are you selling a chapel here on QVC so I can order it and see if my turtle is in it? I don't know where my turtle is. He's my mental health buddy. He's a fucking turtle, and he has a shell like those fucking green things.
I found it. I found it. I got him.
One, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey man, what's up, everybody? Hey, I wanted a big 500 for the pennies.
There's no pennies for sale.
Man, I thought this was the Water Network.
Yeah, she's no longer doing that.
What the hell is going on in here? This is a fucking Mexican guy. What is this?
Hey, man, what's up, everybody? Yeah. How do you know I'm half Mexican, man? I'm a Blaxican, man. Half black, half Mexican. How did you know that?
Why didn't we build that wall?
No. What? Help me. Help. I don't know what's going on. I need help. I caught my dick in my zipper. Ow! Oh, shit. Is it raining?
Real pink. Oh, man.
It sounds like it's raining out.
That's pissed.
I got a metal plate in my head. It hurts when it rains. Oh.
It's a commode. Oh.
A commode.
It wears a helmet.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'm going to say, give a shout here to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk, because I know you'll be listening. Okay, give a shout-out to Mike Hunt, Ashley, Dr. Gretchen Lunder, okay, Dr. Kent, Tony Farrar, Gavin Moorhead, Trevor McGillicuddy, God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Okay, I'm going to end the show, okay, because there ain't nothing going on in my
day.
I can't find my turtle anywhere, and I'm asking Charles where it is.